And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day. Not enough. Nope. It's not enough. Plus, we'll look. God to the rescue again. What a surprise there. And what does it mean when it says there's power in the name? And we'll close it out with today's Facebook post. The return of What's Bugging Me?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. And a programming note, next hour in the first segment, we will be talking about the shooting that took place in the University City area here, that we're going to discuss that. So don't think we're not aware of it. We will discuss that. And with that, you really do need to understand surviving, living, and prevailing. We're also going to look at politics, entertainment, and current events, as well as personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities do not seem to reduce as every day goes by. They seem to increase. We'll discuss that. And oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. Amid all the evaluations of the first 100 days of President Trump, what about considering the first 100 days of Democrats as the party of opposition? So far, they've shown a destructive tendency to repeat the same mistakes that cost them the election in November. First, they focus exclusively on attacking the president while counting on scandal to destroy their opponents. Second, Democrats continue to rely on identity politics, trying to rally minorities, women, and gays with a sense of victimhood while demonizing white males. But identity politics doesn't work. In November, Trump got slightly more votes than Romney among blacks and Latinos, while Clinton failed among her fellow white women, losing that group to Trump by 9 points. The practice of running strictly negative campaigns and dividing voters into warring demographic groups will lead Democrats to more defeats in the years ahead. I'm Michael Medved.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
I want to be
day.
A football stadium.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Now, at the top of the next hour, we are going to have a pastor come in. Pastor Scott Furrow is going to be coming in from the First Baptist Church of San Diego. We're going to have a brief discussion on the shooting that took place. So those that are maybe connected to San Diego might have an idea. From a geographical point of view, this shooting took place less than a physical mile from our studio. And in fact, at some apartments that my wife and I looked at, you know, considered moving there at one point before we made the move closer to the kids. So it's pretty close in the sense of impacting. It's impacting the community. We want to have that discussion. Of course, we want to have a prayerfulness, a service attitude towards what's going on. We don't want this to, as many things are in the news, they're so used for causes. And it's like, I understand that people have a passion for their causes, but there's a use and a misuse. And we want to kind of stay away from that. At this point, we need to be praying for everybody. It certainly seems as though at the top of the list, despondency, depression, discouragement were there. And one thing that my friends and I have noticed in our discussions, not just theological discussions, but social discussions, because we all have kids in their 20s and 30s, and they're starting to have kids. And that is, it seems like the air in society is tougher, or I wouldn't even say tougher. It's more brutal than it's been in the past. It seems like things are tough and tight, and you can have a positive attitude about everything, and that's all well and good, but there's a lot of wickedness floating in the air, and it's something we're going to discuss with the pastor when he gets in. We'll deal with that and dive into that in the next hour. I do want to let you know two things. One, this segment brought to you by Whitefields Ministries and our very good friend Steve Wheeler, who just had a birthday. And like I had mentioned to Tugboat Todd, he turned 44 for the 20th time again. Congratulations, Steve. I don't know how he does it. Just stays right at that 44, doesn't move. It's fantastic. Anyhow, being a mentor in many ways for me, he told me, you know, the grandchildren will affect your life. And I was like, no, they won't, Steve. I'm pretty mean. He was right. So, I mean, he wins. The bottom line for his ministry, John chapter 4, verse 34. Whitefields is committed to taking the gospel to the four corners of the earth. They are committed to helping different villages have actual clean drinking water, not the bottled water that you and I are drinking, bottled water that we give our guests who come in here. I mean, they're talking about as clean as it can get from where they're pulling their sources from. They are capturing rainwater off the roof and creating water systems through that, which is pretty cool. It's as clean as it's going to get for them. They're also involved in the networking process, but I don't want you to miss out on what Whitefields does as their passion, as their vision. There are many people who believe that church planting is one of the most effective, if not the most effective tool in advancing the gospel, because what happens is a church community gathers around, believers gather around, and then they have a bigger center of influence as a group of believers than as an individual believer. So church planting for many, many years, many, many years, in the hundreds, has been a key component strategy to advance the gospel as quickly as possible through these groups of fellowships. Well, Whitefields Ministries believes that that's correct, and most specifically when you're talking about church planting and ministering in places that don't know about Jesus whatsoever, developing a center for Jesus where believers gather becomes a powerful testimony and witness in places he's never been heard of. And that's kind of the mindset behind the ministry. So we encourage you to go to whitefields.org. We're not telling you to go there. We're not going to manipulate. You must go there. If you don't go there, you're faithless. So come on. Once you go there, if it's something that you lean towards, and if you like it, great. And if not, great. And if you want to pray for him, great. And if you don't want to pray for him, great. And if you want to give, great. If you don't want to give, great. You're a big boy. You're a big girl. You can figure it out, right? All right. Whitefields.org. That's their website. 760-846-8610. 760-846-8610. Just briefly mention to you, don't forget about our half-price tuitions. I've been working hard and helping some people coordinate some of these. Some of them are on our website. Some are not. So if you are looking at a school and you're thinking, no, I want to get that, got to do it soon because our time is winding as down as much as it can, and you want to get your child situated for the school ahead of time. Can't do it at the last minute. It's really hard to do it that way. Trust me. So you can just go to kprz.com, click on tuitions. That's a great way to do it. Or another way to go about that is to send me an email directly, davidspoon@kprz.com. All right. Well, are we ready? I think we're ready. Do you feel like we're ready? I feel like we might be ready. Are we ready?
Yeah.
All right, we're ready. This first DDD is called Not Enough.
So you're saying we're going to need more?
Yeah. So when we use phrases like not enough, it would mean that we need more, but primarily because there's not enough. So yes, Tugboat Todd, I would say more is what we need.
I think I'm grasping the concept.
Okay, because I want to make sure you understand we're talking about, you know, between you and I, more. Getting more, because we don't have enough. Luke chapter 10, verse 2. Yes, we did that on purpose. Luke chapter 10, verse 2 says this, and he told them, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest. He told them, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest. All right. The harvest is plenty, plentiful. There's a lot of territory. If you have not noticed, and we will talk about this in the next hour, there are a lot of people in the world that are hurting. That is a reality. And in their hurting process, they do not know where they can go. So what will many people do if they have no idea where to go when they're hurting? What's a common response when you're hurting? A common response is to medicate. It's not even abnormal. And in some ways, there is a medicinal element, and it just depends on what's going on. But what takes place is because we feel despondent and desperate, there's people out there that are just crying for help. And that harvest out there to make a decision for Jesus and to find out that there's a place of joy and to find out there's somebody to talk to and to find out that there's somebody that loves people beyond what they're aware of now, that harvest is enormous. There are a lot of hurting people. And some of the events that take place around our lives in our own city identify hurting people all over the place. I know everybody wants to make everything political. Just ignore that, you know, for just this next little bit. Let's just grow up a little. Let's take a step up, be a little more mature, and just recognize there's people out there, they're hurting. That harvest is big because they don't know Jesus. They don't know the peace that Jesus can bring. They don't know the mercy and grace that can come and be theirs through Christ. And they feel like they're all alone and fighting the warfare of life by themselves. Well, there's a lot available in the harvest. Here's the problem. There's not as many workers as there needs to be. Now, when it says workers of the harvest, you know what it's not talking about? It's not talking about a bunch of people holding big productions on big stages with spotlights and television and radio and recordings and smoke and picture. That's not what it's talking about. It's talking about willing vessels to be used by God. So in relationship to the harvest being plentiful, but the workers are few, here is the most simplistic question, the one that nobody wants me to ask, the one that I got to ask. How about you? Not, how about you? Well, I already work here. Okay. How about you? I mean, will you be a willing worker to work in the harvest, to help people, to spread the gospel, to make declaration of truth, and to let people know that there is freedom and there is liberty and there is deliverance and there is bondage breaking in the name of Jesus Christ. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8, Isaiah, then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? And I said, here I am, send me. So we just need to know, do we have an Isaiah heart? Here I am, Lord. Send me. Here I am, Lord. Use me. The harvest is plentiful. The workers are few. Will you help? Tell the Lord. He knows. Present yourself to the Lord. He'll use you. Okay? All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back for more. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da Ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
You are a smart person. You know what side the butter goes on. You can't help but bark up the right tree. You even know who let the dogs out. So in your search for the perfect job, why aren't you using helpwantedsandiego.com? Where smart people like you know the easy way to find a local job. Millions of other smart people know they can upload their resume for free in just minutes. Plus, it's smart and mobile-friendly, just like that science guy. So, smart person, use that freakishly large noodle and find a job on helpwantedsandiego.com. Long name, amazing results. Okay, voice of my car, please program the location coordinates for my new job interview.
I cannot comply with that request.
Did you say no?
You don't want to drive that far to work. It makes you cranky.
I don't get cranky.
I recommend helpwantedsandiego.com.
My car is giving me career advice?
It's free, and uploading your resume is faster and easier than ever. You will find hundreds of great local jobs within easy driving distance.
Okay, fine, I'll do it.
Have I ever steered you wrong?
Well, technically, I do the steering.
Ha ha ha. Easy to use and easy to apply. Helpwantedsandiego.com. Long name, amazing results.
A man saw a friend of his and asked how he was doing. "Not so good," the friend replied. "I'm a little confused." "Why are you confused?" the man asked. "Well, at breakfast yesterday, my horoscope told me to do something, but then at supper last night, my fortune cookie contradicted my horoscope." Actually, I think that man's confusion began long before he got that conflicting advice. The Bible's advice for all who need guidance is not confusing at all. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not depend on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct your paths. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's guidance on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
There's so much tension, so much pain. I hate these feelings, can't stand the strain. And I'm sick of the trap and the lies.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Sam Rasool, our very good friend Sam Rasool. A man dedicated, devoted to his kingdom, to the kingdom of God, not his kingdom, but to the kingdom of the Lord, to his family, to his friends, his brothers, his sisters. You know, one of those guys that's just, you know, enjoys life. It's a big skier, bigger skier than I am. I've skied before. I've learned that you can always stop using a tree. It's good to know. Some things to keep in mind in regards to Sam. Maybe you're considering real estate. Maybe you're considering real estate and you're going, "Yeah, sure, I'm considering real estate, but I'm going to spend $585,000, $600,000 for 1,100 square feet." Not every deal is that ridiculous. Just certain deals in San Diego. Not everyone. You want to get in touch with Sam if you're looking for a house that's a fantastic price, great quality, and won't be the all-consuming mega monster in your life, which is kind of good. I mean, you want to have a house, but you don't want to be enslaved to your house. I think that would be a fair way to say that. Here's what you want to do. You want to get in touch with Sam and talk to him. So he talked to me about this. Townhouse, condo, single, you know, duplex, single detached. Doesn't matter. There's all the different levels of ownership that you can get involved with. Or maybe you're one of those people that's like, dude, I've been having a house for a long time. I'm looking to downsize. I met so many people who have been downsizing. Well, sell your house through somebody who knows how to get the most for it and let him get you into a place that will work out for you just fine and dandy. He can be reached at thinksam.com. Thinksam.com, 858-780-1SAM. 858-780-1SAM. ThinkSam.com. And Tugboat Todd and I always say, if it's not for you and it's for somebody else, send them to Sam. Just send them over to Sam. Yes, do that. Send them to Sam. Okay. You know, I think I'm better at that than I did the Sean Connery thing I used to do, right? Right? I used to do that Sean Connery thing, you know.
I like that.
Yeah, that's good. I like the Yosemite Sam. He's, you know, he's pretty good. All right. All right. Let's get rolling. Let's get into our next DD. I don't even know. Do we have a sound for this one? This is a good one because it's just good for all of us. It's called God to the Rescue Again. All right. That's what we need, rescue. Some of us need more rescuing than others. I was in my devotions this morning, and whenever I come across this portion, and I have many, many times in my Christian walk, I am reminded of some wonderful things. One, I'm reminded that I am not smart. And two, I am reminded that God loves me even though I am not smart. And number three, I am reminded that even though I am not smart and God loves me, sometimes he's got to push me just a wee bit. Have you ever felt like the Lord pushing you somewhere a little? Like, get over there. Get over there. Well, if you're not sure that's scriptural, then let's take a little bit of a look into Genesis chapter 19, verses 15 through 16, which says this. At the crack of dawn, the angels urged Lot on. Get up, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, or you will be swept away in the punishment of the city. But he hesitated. So because of the Lord's compassion for him, the men grabbed his hand, his wife's hand, and the hands of his two daughters, and they brought him out and left him outside the city. This is the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Not an allegoric type of story, not a metaphoric story, none of that. More biblical evidence, archaeological evidence of this city than many others. And here's the situation. There's a whole group of people in the LGBT community that's like going, well, that had to do with, you know, hospitality. Right. So it had to do with hospitality that Lot offered the crowd to sexually abuse his two daughters instead of the visitors, which was the ultimate no-no, all because of hospitality. You keep smoking that stuff. You'll find out you're not even close to truth. Here's the bottom line. God was coming down and he was going to wipe out Sodom and Gomorrah because of their sexual perversion of homosexuality, same-sex behavior, raping one another. It was ridiculous. They had taken wickedness to another level. There's only about 18 references to this in the scripture. It's all you need, isn't it? In the mouth of 200 or 300 witnesses, let every word be established. So the angels come down and it's like, okay, well, God really likes Abraham and you're Abraham's nephew, so let's get moving. And Lot is like, well, you know, and he's him-hawing, not he-haw, it is him-hawing. Back and forth. He's not moving. He's doing what the scripture says absolutely specifically. He's hesitating. Sometimes when you hesitate, you lose. We know that. That's an old saying. In this case, there was no option. God was like, all right, dude's hesitating. Grab him. So the angels, who are listed as men but listed as angels in another portion of the verse, grab him by the hand. Have you ever had somebody take you by the hand and pull you somewhere? Guess what? You go. And by the way, these aren't angels like, you know, the pictures that they show all the wonderful pictures they show and all the artwork. They always show these angels as like these girly men. Some weird thing. It's like bizarre. It's like these are soldiers of God's army. I go with they probably look like, you know, enormous beings who don't put up with a lot. I think they have the attitude. You know that commercial for Geico where a guy walks in and he goes, then you squint your eyes a little, and then you step, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, then you turn your head just a little so they think you're crazy. Well, it's kind of like that. It's an angel. So it's probably working a lot better. And they grab Lot and his wife and his two daughters, and they, like, pull them out of the city. Now, Lot hesitated, and you could not tell me that he deserved to be rescued, yet he was rescued. Now, he was more rescued because of God's favor with Abraham than God's favor with Lot, which should tell you that when you pray for somebody, it's important because God responds to people who are connected to other people in prayer and intercession, which is exactly what Abraham did when he was bargaining for God to spare the city, of course, assuming that Lot would have at least the capacity to convert a few people. Bottom line, Lot hesitated and God pushed him out the door. And do you know how many times in your life you have hesitated and I have hesitated and we have hesitated? And because of the compassion of God, he's grabbed us by the hand and pulled us on out. Look at what the passage says. Because he hesitated, so because of that, the Lord's compassion. Because of the Lord's compassion, the men grabbed his hands and his wife's hands and the hands of the daughters. Their movement was forced by taking them by the hand. It was based on God's compassion. Lot is hesitating. God is going, let's go. There's times where the Lord urges you and I to get involved in stuff and we're just a little slow. Well, sometimes the Lord needs to pull us through. In this case, by the way, grabbing by the hand, and I might be wrong on this, but I think I'm right. So I'll give an out here. I'm pretty sure that when they grabbed him by the hand, that was pulling versus pushing. I'm pretty sure that's how that works. If you grab somebody by the hand, you're pulling them as opposed to pushing them from the back. The Lord's trying to lead us into better places sometimes, and sometimes we operate with a little bit too much hesitancy. If God says go, let's go. Maybe the situation is to get out of somewhere. Get out. Okay. Would never breach scripture, whatever it is, but maybe the Lord's telling people, get out. Get out of that. Sometimes you just listen to the Lord. He always takes us to the right place. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back for more. Don't go anywhere.
Separation from a spouse or legal partner is difficult, plain and simple. Child custody, visitation challenges, spousal support disagreements, and so forth can be incredibly messy if proper legal groundwork has not been set. Family law attorney Robert J. Balmer has been helping separated couples navigate the uneasy waters of divorce and legal separation for over 40 years. Robert is an experienced professional and will always talk to you straight. If you need help with any family law situation, call Robert Balmer, B-A-U-M-E-R, for a free legal consultation. He'll give you good, sound advice about your situation and what should be done. For a free consultation with Robert, call 619-497-0054. The law offices of Robert J. Balmer, a good team to have on your side. 619-497-0054. 619-497-0054.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins talked about a judge's decision to block the president's penalty on sanctuary cities.
This judge out in San Francisco, the Ninth Circuit, blocking the president, saying we're not going to give money to these cities that violate the law on sanctuary cities, and the federal judge blocks it and says you can't do that. I mean, every time we turn around, they're trying to block what he is doing. And the federal government uses these strings all the time. And I know this from personal experience in the Louisiana legislature, where we had to lower our speed limit, or we were going to lose highway dollars. If some of the things might be good, the mandatory seatbelt laws, or you're going to lose highway dollars. I mean, the federal government is always using dollars to coax states to do what they want. And this is no different.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Do want to remind you, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Don't forget our Facebook page, The David Spoon Experience, plus our fantastic website, KPRZ.com. We're trying to coordinate everything through KPRZ.com to such a degree that we will send out straws to all of our listeners, and you can actually get your nutrients by putting the straw on the screen of your computer and then just drinking in all the nutrients that we will be offering. We're about 9,000 years away, but I promise we'll get to that as soon as we can. Just to let you know, don't forget about Pathway to Victory with Dr. Robert Jeffress, Monday through Friday, right here on KPRZ at 11 a.m. Good, good, good. And of course, school tuitions, we mentioned that before, which I think is really important. We've had several people signing up, and I know that our inventory list, boy, we've just been so busy. I haven't had a chance to beef up the list, and now I'm doing this opportunity where I'll talk to a school individually. I just encourage you, if you are really interested, try and get in touch with me through the email, davidspoon@kprz.com, or call the station, ask to leave a message, and I'll get back to you and see if there's anything we can do to help. Very, 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 very important. Also, I want to wind this down because very soon is our Pastor's Masters golf tournament. From a date time stamping point of view, it is 1 week from today, where we will have an opportunity in hopefully weather like this to go out there and show how smart we are by trying to hit a little ball into a little hole. And every time the ball goes in the hole, by jumping up and down, thereby demonstrating our superior intellect. Or we're just going to go out there and hit the ball. You know, there's a couple of classic jokes with this. I can do so many golf jokes. I don't think I should get started on that. Here's the bottom line. Normally, a foursome at St. Mark's is a bazillion trillion dollars. No, they want your car, your house. No. But it's usually quite a bit of money. It's only $100, which includes lunch, plus it includes ceremonies, awards, prizes, desserts, fellowship, good time. It really is a good time. A lot of people have a lot of fun.
25 per person, though, right?
Right, 25 per person.
So 100 for a foursome.
100 for a foursome. So if you were getting that on your own, what is the normal. I think the normal fee is like $90 or $110.
Yeah,
or
it's a lot more than $25. I don't think he can play an executive course for $25.
No, I think it's like the deal is that it's four people for like the normal price of one. I think that's kind of how it is, like $98 or, you know, I don't know. You guys can figure it out. You want to go golfing? You pony up $25? Okay, go golfing. Have a good time. You know that the course won't be filled with bad things being said. It's all the pastors. I'm laughing inside, just so you can know about that. But you know they have to be honest, you know, just so you can know. Mulligans are only granted when all the people get them, I'm sure. Go to KPRZ.com, get more information. Or if you want to sign your pastor up, talk to your pastor first. Please don't just sign them up, because we've had that happen. Just check it out. Go there. Have that time. You can do it as a gift. It's really a nice gift. And a great time for pastors of fellowship. Okay, we have our next DDD. Yes? Yes. It's called Power. I can see, I didn't say exousia or I didn't say dunamos. I did say power in the name. What do we got? Aye, aye, aye. Rangers, that's what you went with. Power Rangers.
Power is in the title.
All right. Power Rangers. There goes the maturity level on our show from a 2 to 1 3/4 in that one play right there. Thank you. Power. Is there a guest here yet? Is there a guest show up yet? Oh, not here. All right. Yeah. All right. Well, we got, you know, the pastor's on his way. We'll have him here soon. Pastor Scott Furrow going to be coming in. To say hi and talk to us about the events that took place here last night. First Baptist Church of San Diego. He'll be here soon. Luke chapter 10, verse 17 through 20. If you would like to, you know, read along, I'll give you that extra 15, 20 seconds to stall. Otherwise, just get ready. Here it comes. Luke chapter 10, verse 17 through 20. The 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. So he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. In some translations, instead of it being 72 people, it says 70 people who went out two by two. Long, long theological argument as the difference between 70 and 72. Because it matters not one whit whether it's 70 or 70. No, you understand, Dave, 72 is symbolic of this. 70 is symbolic of this. I've heard the exact same argument for both numbers. It's like, really? That's what you're getting out of this that the Lord's communicating? Remember in John when Jesus filled the gallons of water and turned them, the people filled the gallons of water and turned them into wine? Do you know how John describes those gallons of water specifically? He says they were like 20 or 30 gallons. That's how he defines it. That's the Greek. What's funny about that is he didn't really care whether it was 20 or 30. His message didn't care about when he was 20 or 30. It's 20 or 30 gallons, whatever. The message was the message. I think sometimes we do bleed and read more into it than will ever exist. So the 70 return, and they're returning with joy, and they're like, even the demons submit to us in your name. I bet that for those guys was revelatory. Some of these guys, of course, four of them, being fishermen going, the demons are dropping off. This is incredible. This whole Jesus thing is real. And then Jesus makes a comment. I saw Satan fall like lightning in heaven. There's some references here to Revelation chapter 12. Well, you know, that could be the fulfillment of Revelation chapter 12. Could be. Could be part of it. Could be partial fulfillment. Yeah. I mean, I'm not having a problem with that. Here's something that I will throw your direction, which is really important. And that is, have you ever wondered why there would be a new heavens and a new earth? Why does there need to be a new heavens? We know that there needs to be a new earth because we're on the planet and we know what's going on here and we know the wickedness is in the air and we know it needs a new earth. Why do we need a new heavens as well as a new earth? Have you ever wondered about that? Well, here, I just want to give you a potential answer, not one that is based on you and I fellowshipping together, just a thought. And that is, in the system of the heavens and the heavenlies. Well, some people believe it's different degrees of how high up we're talking, and some people believe it's the skies. There are other scholars who believe the reason that we're going to have a new heavens is because Satan in the old heavens was able to enter and accuse the brethren. And in the new heavens, there will be no contamination from Satan's presence ever. He will be done. Might not be perfect, but you have to love it. It's a great thought, really. I enjoy it quite a bit. No satanic contamination or accusations, they're eliminated. That's why there's a new heavens and a new earth. And Jesus said, it's awesome, you're not supposed to be unaware that I have given you this authority over demons. Now, some people would say that given authority is only for the 12, but that would not be true because Matthew 28, 18 through 20, the Great Commission was given to the 11, the 12 minus Judas, and every one of us has picked up that mantle of taking on the Great Commission and sharing that. When Jesus taught to the disciples, he was talking to us, or you can't count it the same for the commission. You can't just pick and choose what you want. He said, look, I'm giving you authority. That's the church. You're part of the church. You're in that authority. And he said, I'm giving you power over the enemy. Why? Because there is an enemy. You know that stuff that happened last night we're going to talk about with Pastor Scott? Look, that's a dark side. There's sin involved there. There's darkness there. There's murder there. There's satanic activity there. It's not good. Even if he's just thoroughly depressed, the enemy uses it. And so we have power over the enemy as we walk in the power of Jesus Christ. Here is the ultimate key, though. That power was given to the disciples and to us, right? The power over the enemy given, right? Here's an insult to Satan you might not have caught. Satan stole the authority from man through sin, but Jesus took it back from Satan through his righteous life, and then Jesus gave it to us. So Satan stole it, Jesus took it back, and then he gave it to us. You could just see Satan going, no, wait a second. It's like, wow, bummer for him. But the big thing is what Jesus says, and this is the big final in this whole discussion. Nevertheless, do not rejoice that spirits are submitted to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. You know why you rejoice in Jesus Christ? Location, location, location. Oh, it's great to win in warfare. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee. But it's much better that we're going to a place whose streets are gold. That's location, location, location. It's cool to win in spiritual warfare. It's cooler to have a house that's sitting on a street of gold. Just think of the difference. Jesus goes, well, you can rejoice in that. But more so, that you're going to dance on gold. Yes, sir. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, and then we're coming back with a return segment that you haven't heard for a while. Don't go anywhere.
I find the freedom from my shame.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
What could be better than getting answers to our why questions? Trusting a good and powerful God.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Jennifer Benson Schull. What would you do if the Lord showed up in the middle of your workday with a message? Well, this happened to Gideon, one of the ancient Israelites. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, "Mighty hero, the Lord is with you." Gideon could have responded with a wordless nod and gulp, but instead he said, "If the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us?" Gideon wanted to know why it seemed as if God had abandoned his people. God didn't answer that question. After Gideon had endured 7 years of enemy attacks, starvation, and hiding in caves, God didn't explain why he never intervened. God could have revealed Israel's past sin as the reason, but instead he gave Gideon hope for the future. God said, "Go with the strength you have. I will be with you, and you will destroy the Midianites." Do you ever wonder why God has allowed suffering in your life? Instead of answering that specific question, God may satisfy you with his nearness today and remind you that you can rely on his strength when you feel weak. When Gideon finally believed that God was with him and would help him,
He built an altar and called it The Lord is Peace. There is peace in knowing whatever we do and wherever we go with God, who promised never to leave or forsake his followers. Now you can get Our Daily Bread delivered fresh to your inbox. Sign up for the email devotional when you visit odb.org. That's odb.org. Thanks for listening to Our Daily Bread. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
Have you ever used a crowdfunding campaign? Crowdfunding is used to pay for everything from inventions to innovations, music and film projects, and to help families who are facing financial crisis. So long as it's legal, there's not really anything that crowdfunding can't be used for. Well, actually, there is one payment that crowdfunding can never cover, and that's the payment for your sin. Only Jesus Christ, the Son of God, can do that. He died on a cross to pay the penalty for your sin. Then he rose from the dead, and today he lives in heaven, ready to forgive your sins if you'll ask him. Why does that matter? Because if your sins are not forgiven, you'll be separated from God forever when you die. But when you ask Jesus to forgive your sins, when you surrender your life to him, he fills you with peace and joy, and you know that you'll go to heaven when you die. No crowdfunding needed. Just Jesus. We can tell you more at findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. About a year ago, we had a segment that we used to do when we were working with Sue Freeze. I don't know if you remember that or not. It's called What's Bugging Me? What's Bugging Me? So Sue Freeze and Ecola has decided to come back into the What's Bugging Me segment because it was, you know, it's a lot of fun. And because we did a lot of things that some of them are very spiritual, some of them are very not spiritual. It could be anything from what's bugging me. I got an In-N-Out burger with onions and they forgot the onions. It could be anything, right? Not always a super negative as much as a altered look at something. So this segment, just this brief segment, this little part, and then we'll get into something else, is called What's Bugging Me? It's brought to you by E. coli Termite. And if you don't know, it's ecolatermite.com. Ecolatermite.com. And so it's just so you can know, it's brought to you by E. coli Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control. As gentle as a butterfly. Their number, by the way, 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. And the last time Sue Freeze was on her show, she shared her testimony, and it was a rocker. She did pretty good, man. It was like some pretty cool stuff. Okay, so now I just get to say what's bugging me. So let me tell you what's bugging me. It happened the other day, and I had to write it down because it's important to me. So you just heard me talking about location, location, location in a segment. It's really important to understand that location is a big part of it. Jesus said, don't rejoice that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. I want to say something because this is on a lot of cars, and I know it sounds good, and I know everybody likes it to sound good, and everybody likes bumper stickers that sound good, but as Christians, there is truth and there is not truth. So when somebody puts on their bumper sticker something along the, you know, the he who dies in the end with the most toys still dies and faces God, that's a good bumper sticker because we go, yep, that's right. Also, we like certain bumper stickers that kind of just tell the truth. In spite of inflation, the wages of the sin are still the same. Another good one, right? That's a good one. Well, here's one that drives me bonkers. This is what's bugging me, and I get a little weary of it. But I'm not opposed to the people who have it. I just don't want Christians thinking this. Have you ever heard this expression? It's not the destination, it's the journey. You ever heard that expression? As Bible-believing, born-again Christians, that statement could not possibly be more incorrect. Well, it's not the destination, it's the journey. Now, if you're a Christian, this is about the destination. One has symbolisms of clouds and gold and no more pain and no more suffering. The other destination has so much heat involved with it, there's not enough sunblock in the world that can help you out. And, oh, by the way, the closest association is you being a popcorn kernel in a Jiffy Pop aluminum thing. That's not a good thing. So this is not about the, you know, it's all about the journey. If you end up in hell, it's not about the journey. It's about the destination. If you end up in heaven, it's not about the journey. It's the destination. I know all those famous sayings. I've read 100 sales books and self-help books and all that. I've gone through that whole process just like everybody else. You know, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. Yeah, but if you're going 1,000 miles into the middle of a lake and you don't have something to help you breathe underwater, you're going to drown. You know, it's like, come on. So the reason that I bring that up is for you not to forget one of the most important principles of Christianity. It's not the journey. It's where you end up. You can have a good journey. You can have a great journey. You can have an okay journey. You can have a terrible journey. You can have a journey. You could like the band Journey. I don't care. You either go to heaven or hell. That's called destination. It's a destination vacation. Choose your destination wisely. See, that's what's bugging me. Get it? That's what's bugging me. All right. All right, did you like that? That's kind of a good little saying. So that's the Bugging Me segment. We'll wind out with this last little thing that I do want to say. Okay? We'll take it off from this moment here. So in the next segment, we're going to have Pastor Scott Farrow in our studio. He's the pastor, senior pastor of First Baptist Church of San Diego. And we're going to talk about the incident that took place yesterday. And what I don't want to do in this conversation is make something that doesn't exist out of this. So what I want to do is talk about, you know, the pain and sometimes the struggle and the suffering we go through. If you're a person that lives in this area, and we know people in this studio, in this station that live right in this area. In fact, Tugboat Todd has a friend that lives right around there. And again, like I said, my wife and I had looked at these apartment complexes. We consider them very seriously. It's like you don't know when these events are going to transpire. You should be watchful on a regular basis. But man, there is a hurting group of people. And sometimes they don't know what to do with the pain. And then it goes wrong. And that's what we're going to talk about. Because that's the truth. And instead of trying to make this, you know, somebody's going to say, it's this person's fault. It's this person's fault. It's this person's fault. You really want to know whose fault it is in the ultimate realm of all things. It's mankind's fault for sinning. It's Satan's fault for manipulating man into that sin and abusing it. And it's the world's fault for living in that sin system. And the only hope in any of that rubbish is redemption through the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what we're going to talk about. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty, then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.